Hello, good evening. My name is Mary, and I am calling from Florida International University. We're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. So let me ask, is your home a single-family home, a townhome, an apartment, condominium, manufactured, or mobile home?
How long does the survey take?
It can take around 10 minutes approx, 15 top.
Okay. We can, yeah, that's fine.
Okay, we'll do it as quick as possible, ma'am. So, what type of home is yours? A single family home, townhome, apartment, condominium?
Single.
Single, thank you. And do you own or rent your home?
Own.
Okay. Do you know in what year was your home built?
1980.
Thank you very much. And have any upgrade modifications have been made to the property?
In what way?
Like roofing upgrades, impact windows, drainage upgrades,
no.
Structural
no.
upgrades, or no? Okay. Thank you very much.
No.
Now, how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
How old am I? Am I 38?
So 38, thank you. Now, have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? A tropical storm, a Category 1 hurricane, Category 2 hurricane, Category 3 hurricane, 4 or 5?
We've been in Categories 1, 2, and 3.
1, 2, and 3, okay. Can you tell me the name or the year of the Category 1 hurricane?
Irma.
The Irma, okay. Let's see. So the Irma hurricane was a Category 5.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Give me just a minute. And do you know the year of the other hurricanes, or you have just experienced the Irma?
I think there was also Hurricane Michael, I believe.
Okay. Let's see. Michael, you said.
Yeah.
That was also a Category 5.
Yeah, that one as well.
Thank you. Okay. Now, let me ask you, have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
No.
Thank you very much. Now, how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane, related tornado, or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Somewhat vulnerable.
Okay. If a serious hurricane threatens your home, how will you prepare?
We have boards for our windows, and we would get sandbags.
And you will get what, I'm sorry?
Sandbags.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, when will you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued, when a hurricane warning is issued, or your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours?
A hurricane warning.
Okay, thank you. Now, considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourself in your home from a hurricane? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not at all certain?
Very certain.
Thank you. Now, I want you to please tell me your top three sources of information, like internet, radio, social media, newspapers, friends and family.
Internet, radio, and friends and family.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, on scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how will you rate your household preparedness?
Probably a 4.
Thank you. Now, have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or storm? Cost of housing, cost of child care, loss of income or employment, property taxes, cost of insurance, transportation cost, cost of food, and other essentials, or none of the above have affected your hurricane preparedness?
I am so sorry. Can you repeat the
sure.
answer?
Absolutely. Cost of housing, cost of child care, loss of income or employment, property taxes, cost of insurance, transportation costs, cost of food and other essentials, or none of the above have affected your hurricane preparedness?
Probably none of the above.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No.
Okay. Now, when will you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued, if a hurricane warning is issued, if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, or if emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or you will probably never evacuate?
I am mandated, so I can't evacuate.
Okay.
So I...
Oh. So probably never?
Never, yeah.
Thank you. Now, if you needed to evacuate, where will you go? To a local shelter, to the house of a friend or family, to another location within the state, as far as possible to another state, or you will not leave under any circumstances?
Repeat the question one more time, I'm sorry.
Sure, no worries. If you needed to evacuate, where will you go? To a local shelter, to the house of a friend or family, another location within the state, as far as possible to another state, or you will not leave under any circumstances?
I guess it would depend on where the hurricane is, but more than likely to another location in the state.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, how many vehicles are available in the household?
4.
Thank you very much. Now, what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
Oh, gosh. The deductible? I don't know that, but I think it's $10,000?
$10,000, okay. Thank you very much. Now, let me ask you, how confident are you that you could come up with $10,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? You're certain that you could come up with the full $10,000. You could probably come up with $10,000. You could probably not come up with $10,000. Or you're certain that you could not come up with $10,000.
Probably not.
Okay. Thank you very much. We're almost done. Okay. I just have a few more questions.
Okay.
Now, let me ask you, how has your home insurance rate changed in the last year? Has it decreased significantly, decreased somewhat, it remained the same, increased somewhat, or it increased significantly?
So it increased significantly, and then I switched providers and got a decrease.
Okay. So that's in the last year. How about in the last 1 to 3 years that it also increased significantly?
Oh, okay. So in the last year, it's decreased significantly, but in the last 3 years, sorry.
Okay. So in the last 3 years, it increased significantly. And
correct.
How about in the last 3 to 5 years, it also increased, decreased, or remained the same?
It's increased.
Significantly or somewhat?
Significant.
Okay. And how about in the last 5 to 10 years?
Same.
Thank you. Now, as a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Did you change insurance provider, increase amount of deductible, decrease coverage, or you continue paying the higher rate?
Change providers.
Thank you. Now, if you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you're comfortable insuring, like 100% you want to be insured for the full replacement value, 80% to less than 100, 60% to less than 80%, less than 60%.
I would want 100%.
Okay. Now, which of the following will you consider taking insurance costs and ownership costs were continuing increasing at the current rate or higher? Will you move to another home within the same county? Will you move to another county within Florida? Will you move to another state, or you will not move from your home?
I believe if it was out of our hands, we would move to a different county.
To a different county within Florida?
Yeah, within Florida.
Thank you. Now, in recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowners' insurance policies. Will you consider it if your mortgage was paid off?
Yes, we would.
Okay. Now, if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? Federal government, state government, local government, or you believe that the government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
I believe the government should.
Okay. And it will be federal government, state government, or local government?
Federal government.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, on a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced?
I'm so sorry, what was that?
Sure. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced?
I guess 4.
Okay. And how much confidence do you have that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
Say that one more time.
Sure. That local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk.
Probably 4.
That your local... Only 4, thank you. And how much confidence do you have that new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
Probably 3.
Okay. And that new developments take into account flood risks?
3.
Okay. And that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
2.
Okay, thank you very much. Just a few more questions, okay? Now, I just want to ask you, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida? And do you think your property or finances will be affected?
No.
You don't believe it's happening, or you don't believe that your finances will be affected?
I guess both. No to both.
Okay. Thank you. Now, most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation, which is under 10 meters, 33 feet above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storms. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Are you extremely concerned, moderately concerned, somewhat concerned, slightly concerned, or not at all concerned?
Slightly concerned.
Okay. Now, when you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important? I'm going to mention some of them. You can select 3. So, neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to other family, or proximity to job.
What was the question again?
Sure. When you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important?
Cost of the home.
Mm-hmm.
Did you say location?
Proximity to other family or proximity to job?
Proximity to other family.
Okay.
And then...
You can also select neighborhood, schools, crime, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate.
Mm-hmm. Neighborhood.
Thank you very much. Now, how long do you plan on living in your current address? Less than a year, between 1 to 3 years, 3 to 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 10 to 20, or more than 20 years?
5 to 10 years.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, finally, I just have a few general background questions and it will be finished. Can you please tell me your age?
38.
Thank you very much. What is your gender?
Female.
Thank you. Now, including yourself, how many people live in your household?
6.
And how many are under 12 years old?
3.
And how many are 65 or older?
None.
Thank you very much. Now, what is your marital status? Are you single, never married, married, widow, divorced, or separated?
Single.
Thank you very much. Now, what is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household?
Bachelor's degree.
Okay, thank you very much. And are you Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Thank you very much. Now, what racial groups do you identify yourself with?
I'm sorry, what was that? Racial what?
Racial groups do you identify yourself with? Like white, Caucasian, black, African American?
Caucasian.
Thank you very much. And what language is most often spoken in your home?
English.
Thank you very much. Now, can you please tell me which is the income range for your household under 20,000, 20,000 to 30,000, 30,000 to 50,000, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, or over 100,000?
Over 100,000.
Thank you very much. So those were all the questions I had. I really want to thank you for your time and your participation. Hope you have a great evening.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now.